Wind energy development in southeast Montana has seen blowback. Some say the energy projects will help the economic development of the region, while others say they cause a public nuisance. All of this comes as the Trump administration pushes for further investment into gas and oil energy. Montana Free Press's Tom Luthy dug into the issue. Tom, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So to start off, can you explain what wind development projects we're talking about here?
Well, the project we're talking about is known as Glendive Wind. It's a 770-megawatt project that touches on three counties, Macon, Prairie, and Dawson counties. It's been in the works for a while. I think it was initially proposed back in 2018.
So there's been quite a bit of disagreement surrounding this development. What are the arguments in support of wind energy in the area?
You know, I think just like it would be for oil and gas. I mean, if you happen to have land and you see an opportunity for, you know, for a lease to, you know, maybe get some, you know, extra revenue off of that property, you're always happy to see that. And I think that's the situation here for most of the people who signed these contracts back in 2018. And for the most part, really weren't on the community's radar until 2024. At that point in time, it got a little closer to development. And once the neighbors, no pun intended, caught wind of this, all hell broke loose.
So what are the neighbors saying? What's the issue between the development and the community?
A lot of the community concerns that are expressed in meetings are visual. People do not like the look of windmills. That's a lot of it. There are also some interesting health claims about wind turbine syndrome and, sheets of ice flying off the tips of wind turbine blades and fiberglass flying from wind turbine blades. And the detractors, for the most part, dominate the public square. I think the leaseholders have sort of retreated and just, you know, want to wait and sort of see if the project goes through.
And all of this conflict is happening as the Trump administration is pushing for more oil and gas energy development. How does this wind energy development fit into that larger picture?
Well, Trump certainly pivoted away from renewables. You know, the focus in Montana really has been more on coal. We saw, you know, the president use a state of emergency to, you know, grant an expansion of Signal Peak Mine and to give that underground coal mine access to coal so it can continue to export coal to Japan. We've seen, you know, waivers of emissions requirements for coal strip. And, of course, we've seen An expanded interest in new coal leasing, new coal mine leasing in Montana. We don't know what will become of that yet, but that's sort of the focus.
So states like Washington and Oregon, they still have a clean energy requirement that's coming up, and they'll still need wind energy or clean renewable energy. What does the future of this wind power development look like in Montana?
Yes, regardless of what the federal government does. State policies in Oregon and Washington have mandated that their utilities phase out fossil fuel or energy from fossil fuels, and they're still expected to do that. And so it doesn't really matter if, the federal government phases out production tax credits for wind, which they're doing. There is going to be demand in Oregon and Washington. And really what we've seen for wind development in Montana since at least 2020 is driven by policy in Oregon and Washington, you know, clean energy policy in Oregon and Washington. I mean, we've added, you know, more than a gigawatt of nameplate capacity in wind generation specifically for utilities in Oregon and Washington.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming in today to share your reporting and to get us up to date on what's going on with wind development in southeastern Montana.
Sure. Thank you.
Of course.